When John's disciples had gone, Jesus began talking about him to the crowds. Who is this man in the wilderness that you went out to see? Did you find him weak as a reed moved by every breath of wind? Or were you expecting to see a man dressed in expensive clothes? Those who dress like that live in palaces, not out in the wilderness. Were you looking for a prophet? Yes, and he is more than a prophet. John is the man to whom the scriptures refer when they say, "Look, I am sending my messenger before you, and he will prepare your way before you." I assure you, of all who have ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. Yet even the most insignificant person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. And from the time John the Baptist began preaching and baptizing until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and violent people attack it. For before John came, all the teachings of the scriptures looked forward to this present time. And if you are willing to accept what I say, he is Elijah, the one the prophet said would come. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. How shall I describe this generation? These people are like a group of children playing a game in the public square. They complain to their friends, "We played wedding songs and you weren't happy, so we played funeral songs, but you weren't sad." For John the Baptist didn't drink wine, and he often fasted, and you say, "He's demon-possessed." And I, the Son of Man, feast and drink, and you say, "He's a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of the worst sort of sinners." But wisdom is shown to be right by what results from it.